Sirwan Bahr Arif is one of about 700,000 Iraqi refugees living in Jordan, according to United Nations estimates. Born and raised an Iraqi Kurd in Erbil, he studied and worked as an abstract artist in Baghdad until December of 2004. Like many in Iraq, he found the constant violence unbearable.
I ran away from Iraq. That is how I got out. One day I was driving and my car was shot at. I knew that people wanted to kill me and I could not stay here.
Sirwan is one of the lucky ones. He is now a legal resident of Jordan, a status that does not come easy for middle-class Iraqis. While the official figure is 700,000 Iraqi refugees in Jordan, unofficial estimates are closer to 1 million, a staggering number for a country of 5.5 million people. According to the Washington-based organization Refugee International, the Iraqi flight is now the fastest-growing refugee crisis in the world. The United Nations estimates 3,000 people leave the country every day. Dr. Joost Hilterman, Middle East Project Director with the International Crisis Group in Amman, says the Iraqi situation is very different from the typical refugee crisis.
The thing is, with these refugees, they are not the poor, bedraggled masses that come, you know, walking across the border and end up in tents. This is still the relatively wealthy middle class of Iraqis who are coming here in order to find protection from the violence, schooling for their children, etc., a relatively normal life.
The first wave of people to leave Iraq were well-to-do businessmen like Youssef Agoub. A successful restaurateur, he owned the five-star Al Fajoun restaurant in Baghdad. When his life was threatened, he packed up his family, moved to Amman, and started another restaurant. He says obtaining an investor permit in Jordan is easy for those with money.
It is a very easy thing for an investor. After you invest and register your business with the Ministry of Commerce, you automatically get an annual residency. And after 10 years, you get a 5-year residency.
The official policy of the Jordanian government is to allow Iraqis into the country with temporary residency permits. According to Nasser Judah, the government official spokesperson, that policy will not change anytime soon.
Unemployment. So the presence of such a large number of Iraqis or other non-Jordanians in Jordan does put a strain on our natural resources, on our economy. But we still do it. We still welcome them because, as I said, we've always been a haven, and we understand the difficult situation that they're facing back in Iraq, and we understand that they need to go somewhere.
Most Iraqis arriving now find themselves in a difficult situation. If they are lucky, they have a temporary residency permit, allowing them to stay in Jordan for 6 months. After that, they either stay on illegally or face the prospect of returning to Iraq. We took a walk through a downtown Amman mall, where we met Anis Al-Sadi, sitting with a friend. Asked why she left Iraq, she broke down in tears. Her husband's life had been threatened, and all the bombing caused psychological problems for their daughter. Their 6-month residency permit is about to expire, and they have spent all of their savings supporting themselves here in Jordan. Now they must return to an unknown fate in Iraq.
A person knows they are going to their death, but they have no other option. They have to go back.
The United Nations High Commission for Refugees calls the Iraqi refugee situation critical and is asking for $60 million in emergency funds, double its request for Iraqi refugees last year. All of the people we've talked to hope to return to Iraq one day, but for now, their fate is tied to the political and military crisis in Iraq that continues to spiral out of control. Jeff Schweikord, VOA News, Amman.